Diver's got the stats and he's the leader of the team. Mark's magic multi keeps the punters keen. Trainer's crunching numbers and he's saving his trades. Guzzy says he's calm but he's got people to spray. And there's Dan, he'll join in whenever he can. That's why we all call him the world's busiest man. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF. We're playing for Sheep Station, P4SF.
Welcome to the Playing for Sheep Stations podcast. Back for another week. Different voice this time, taking the first hit up. It's me, Dan. Hello, listener. I'm here with the boys tonight, all back to almost the original awesome foursome, all zooming in from different parts of the country. So tonight I'm joined by Davo from up in beautiful Tuncurry. And the two boys from Mudgee.
On a Crapple Mac, which I don't know how to work.
Shout out to all the Mac users out there. And the two boys from Mudgee, Matt Traynor and Aiden Gardner. Boys, great to see you. Traynor, we're going to start with you. We'll leave you to last, Guardsy, I think that's fair. Traynor, how'd you go last week, mate?
I did okay. Went up 4,000 spots, so yeah, not too bad. Back to 18,000th. I think this is the best I've been all year. I think I started here and have just gone backwards and gone forwards, and I'm in the top 11%, so I'm coming for that top 10%. 1,271, and I think I would have really sent some good green arrows if I kept in Cleary, not Pappenhausen. As usual, I've picked a shit pod, well, so far anyway, and yeah.
Resuming regular programming.
Yeah,
like greenies much. This week. Like it.
Yeah, which is nice. See if we can get two in a row. That'd be crazy.
I like it. Now, I'm going to throw to you, Davo, because usually you're throwing to me and, you know, I'm off the bench and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. I scored a 1280, which I was pretty happy with. 6,400-odd greenies into 26,000. Not too bad until I watched Guardsy, who you'll hear from in a minute, just absolutely lap me in our head-to-head. That was a funny eye roll, Dan. Do I sound okay?
I'm not a visual medium.
No. I just want to shout out, because it's not about me tonight, because I'm really struggling here. I want to shout out the overall Playing for Sheep Stations ranked for our whole comp. All the league is inside the top 100 for the first time this year, in the 99th. Which means we're all doing some pretty good stuff. A quick summary of the weekend, we had four scores over 1,300 and a big daddy score as well in there. A new leader, LeBong James, so the great name of Adam Winchester, sits atop our leaderboard. And something amazing happened over the weekend, boys, and it's something we haven't been able to talk about for a very long time. Mark, in his absence, has got a multi, and that multi paid over 20-1. So for the loyal one, which I know is Kev, who puts that multi on every week, he's in front this year. So well done, Kev.
Well done, Kevin.
And a little shout out to Dolphunnies, who gave us one last week. Sloan, Alamotti, and two for Fafita. Well, two for Sloan, two for Alamotti, and Fafita are late scratching. So if you were a guy that took the doubles in that one, you got plenty of cash out of that one as well. And Dolphunnies, he's come back for another week of versing Mark. It only took Mark to get into a bit of a competition for him to actually get one. So I figured we'd keep that competition going, because if he can put a bit more study in and get our multis happening, at least we might make some money, even if my Supercoach team's going pretty ordinary. How'd you go, Dan?
Excellent. Oh, thrown to me. It's just organics. Now, 1,259 for me on the weekend. So up almost 3,000 spots into 18,151st. Position. So yeah, a few greenies. Would have loved to have captain Cleary as well. Didn't work out that week, and hopefully it didn't work out last week. Hopefully I can pull a captain out of somewhere this week and get it right. But yeah, Anyway, it's time to move on to look at him. I can see him. He's grinning like a Cheshire cat here, people. Look at him. He's just there. That beard is just, it's looking lush, Guardsy. Did you reward yourselves in beard oil this week after your massive score?
No, mate, all natural.
Oh, it's just a natural shine.
I thought he must have had a kebab.
Maybe. Guardsy, tell us about your week.
Yeah, it was a pretty good week, I must admit. I think the big one is, I haven't been on in a while, so the big news was I brought Hudson Young in a couple of weeks ago, and I'm now in love with him, so probably going to brush Rose soon and just move to Canberra and be with Hudson. But anyway, scored 1,402, so pretty happy with that. Saw 13,000 green arrows, so I'm now up to 9,449. So
massive last 2 weeks.
When you were last on the podcast, Guardsy, the last statements, I'm retiring, this is shit.
Yeah, I think I was ranked 43,000th. And then I brought in Hudson Young.
And that's it. That's been the big change.
Yeah, basically that. And my man Preston delivered again, which was good. And
that was good.
I also decided to bring in Karaz early as well last week. So I went a week early on Karaz, and I'm pretty happy with that. So, yeah.
Not much to complain about for you at the moment, is there?
Well, I was a bit disappointed. I was thinking about this earlier.
1,400 and I'm disappointed.
When Davo said he was going to captain Campbell and I said, well, I'll captain Hudson Young, imagine if I fucking did.
Huge. Huge.
But anyway.
Well done, Guardsy. It's been a mighty jump in the last couple of weeks from you. So,
we've got one person inside the top 10,000. We're getting some credibility back.
Yeah, one person that doesn't have to run an application next year.
Yeah, pretty much. But well done, Guardsy. Your last few weeks have been massive. I hope the scores keep coming for you. You know, and I'll take this one from Davo. We're all here to support you, mate. And you know, if you just want to throw some socks my way, you can. You know, I'm more than happy to do that. More than happy to accept those socks.
I'll start getting abused soon for all my trades though from Davo. That'll happen soon.
Nah. So let him fly, mate.
I am.
All right, let's get into the team list, boys.
I was going to say, I can't abuse anyone over trades this year. I'm in the glass house myself.
Yes. The glass house has come in. It's almost time for that, isn't it? Anyway, let's get into the team list, boys. Anzac round this weekend. So a bit of a mixed round in terms of the number of games that we've got going on different days. So just keep an eye out for team lists, any changes there. But our Thursday night game, Broncos versus the Bulldogs. I'll just kick off here, boys. And if you want to add in, feel free. Obviously, the news of Reece Walsh being injured moves Selwyn Cobbo to fullback and Dean Mariner onto the wing.
Is that on Karaz's side?
Not sure. I think it'll be opposite side.
That's a shame.
Yeah, it is. Billy Walters named to start at 9 last week after the old switcheroo happened an hour before kickoff. Xavier Willison named at back row as well. So they've decided to drop off Tyson Smoothie, the front rower, and they're running with Piakura and Hunt with Jensen on the bench. So Payne Haas owners, maybe this is the week he gets bigger minutes. I know last week I sent out a message to you boys saying, where is he? Has anyone seen him? He was off for a fair bit of time last week. So hopefully we just can't seem to pick this this rotation with the minutes at the moment. But hopefully this week's a big week for him.
Just on a Broncos standpoint there, I just can't understand why Madge has picked a bench like this. If he can see that Xavier Willison has the quality to play on an edge, well, that's fine. But then why do you need to have two back rowers on the bench? Like, how is Bentakura or Marty Tapia not getting a bench spot having another middle there? It doesn't make any sense to me, but just thought I'd throw that out there.
Unless he's going to last.
Yeah, play Willison for a period of time and then move him in.
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine. But then, so then you play Willison for a bit, then Piakura goes in there. Well, what the fuck's Jaden Hunt doing?
Yeah, good question.
Yeah, that's some my perspective. So,
I would have liked to have a fullback on the bench because Selwyn's going to be very tired.
Yeah, that's very fair.
Well, to be fair, we did see was that Campbelltown game last year, and Xavier Willison ran on at fullback. So maybe that's what he's there for. Who knows? On to the dog Walsh side, boys.
Reece Walsh, a definite sell now, isn't he? You've just got to cut your losses. You've
lost
140,000, which is a bit of a pain in the ass. You haven't got a chance to really make that money back unless you burn a couple of trades and get him back when he comes back. So tough one.
And on to the Dogs. Kikau was a late inclusion last week, named a start on that left edge back row this week. But other than that, I think the Dogs are pretty well similar to last week. So, all right, happy to move on to the next lot of games, boys. Anzac Day, the traditional Anzac Day clash between the Roosters and the Dragons. Guardsy, I'll head over to you.
I don't know why you're heading to me. I don't read team lists, mate.
Well, there you go. See, this is why I'm not know that.
Billy Smith in.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
Billy Smith, Mark Nwong and Itawaze in on the wing. Dom Young dropped probably a week after we thought it was going to happen. It would have happened last week, except Billy was suspended. Sione Finau plays.
He's for now.
Yeah, he is for now. He played last week because he came on because of foul play. So he's one game closer to the bubble, which is good. This is game two. I don't mind that because I wouldn't have liked to have waited an extra week. I think he's the right time next week. If he goes okay this week and gets through, probably can go early if you really want to downgrade to him. That's about all I've got written for that game. I think, yeah, there's not a lot more happening there. I think Butcher
on the bench again. Dylan Egan on the bench again, but that happened last week.
One of the Butchers is out, isn't he?
Yeah, Nat's out, but Egan's back in. It's much for muchness.
Yeah.
All right, moving on to the next game, the Warriors and the Knights. Trainer?
Yep, bugger all doing here. Warriors have stuff all super coach relevance at the moment, so I don't really care about them. Dylan Lucas back in for the Knights, starting back row, and Thomas Cant to the bench is pretty much the only yarn for the Knights.
I might have thought Cant would get the 13 spot over Croker, but I reckon his work rate in the middle would be pretty good. Just a lot of backline shuffling at the Warriors, but you're right, not a lot happening there for Supercoach.
Like Wade Egan is sort of an option at hooker, but he only played 67 minutes on the weekend. I don't know if something happened there, but I didn't like that.
Yeah, I don't know.
And he got injured. He did. It was like he had a niggle and went off.
He's good for a niggle and a head knock.
Yeah.
All right, moving to the next game, and that game obviously over in New Zealand. Now we have a game in Melbourne between the Storm and the Rabbitohs. Davo?
Yeah, Howarth out, Meany back. I've got a question around if Meany kicks over Pappy. I think Pappy's been kicking pretty well. Bit of a problem maybe for Pappy owners if he does lose the goal kicking. What do you think on that one?
Yep,
not ideal.
Don't like it. Give him a week, though.
That's about all I've got there. Latrell to fullback, which dashes our hopes of him getting dual position. He needed one more game at 5'8". For him to be even eligible to get 5'8" dual position. Jai Gray to the bench. Not sure how Wayne's going to use him. I'm assuming just at the back end of halves when everyone's tired. Hubner's a sell now because he's out again with HIA. Sullivan returns at half. Cody Walker is one that I'm going to keep an eye on over the Origin period because he's got a break even of 88 this week against Melbourne. He's already lost 209,000. He's down to 350K. Could be under 300,000. And then serious watch when they get to some depleted teams during that Origin period and see how he goes. Guardsy's nodding, which is a real sign of approval this year because he could be an absolute pod at bottom dollar and he could make you a fortune.
Yeah, Hubner probably not named anywhere this week without HIA ruling out, I guess. So probably not a massive sell this week if you don't have to. You could sell next week.
You don't have
to lose. He's not going to lose any cash if you were trying to make it. I know we talked previously. You know, if some of us would love to make 5 trades this week, and Hubner's probably not the guy you really want to get rid of unless you've got someone like Kikau or that you're looking to bring in the back row. Hudson Young, if you're trying to chase him 2 weeks late. Cowboys Titans, first game on Saturday at 5:30. Davo.
Yeah, Bateman back. Nenai stays in the team. O'Donnell to the bench. Fifita, the lazy bastard. He was my big play last week, but I can't go there now that he's on the bench again. And Cam Pereira onto the wing. I think that's about the only relevant sort of thing there. Tommy Weaver keeps his spot at halfback. I thought my prediction that the Raiders were going to be tied and looked like they might have, the travel might have caught up with them. I thought at 16-0 I was a genius, and then not to be. The old Titans returned.
Aiden's man, Mr. Young got involved. Yeah. All right. Let's.
Hey, did you hear Hudson Young first forward since Beaver to score three doubles in a row?
What a man, Beaver Menzies. Hell.
Oh, very good.
Yeah, good. All right, moving on to our second game on Saturday, which is the Panthers up against the Manly Seagulls.
The old Panthers were back last week, weren't they? Cleary looked pretty good. Tungo back onto the field after. Did he start on the bench?
He started on the bench.
Guyer onto the bench, which is an interesting one, but not much else happening. Somerton, I think, at hooker for Mitch Kenny. And on the Seagulls side, Turbo back. Guardsy, you'd be excited by that. You're never again, man.
Watching commands grow 150.
How many hundred plus games in a row will he need before you go back?
Don't need him when I got Hudson Young.
Oh, Jesus.
You are an idiot.
You are having a laugh. Dan and Matt, on the serious side, what do you need to see from Turbo before you might go back there?
Oh,
a new leg or two?
I don't know. I can't answer that question. He's burnt me so many times.
Yeah, all the other fullbacks to be really shit.
Yeah, him to get under 300K would be awesome. Then maybe we could have a conversation.
Come on. I think 200s and I'm wooed back into Turbo for sure. What else bad could happen, Guardsy? What else bad could happen?
I guess you're not wrong.
You're playing conservative now all of a sudden.
No, I'm not. I'm just sick of wasting trades on the stupid fuck.
Classic.
Yeah, I feel that.
All right, let's head over to Sunday's games now. The Raiders versus the Dolphins.
I think there's less happening in this game than any other. Raiders 1-17. They just keep trotting out the same team, doing the same sort of thing. Travel doesn't seem to weary them. Dolphins versus Dolphins, Plath and Hooker, even though he went off with what they thought was a serious foot injury last week. Jerry Marshall-King, his leg is now infected and he's another week away, not named anywhere. I don't have much else for that game that's got any real relevance.
I actually didn't watch this game last week, but the Raiders game last week. How did that middle rotation work out with Hosking? Did he come onto the into the middle or?
Yeah, he played middle. So both back rows got 80 minutes, and then all the middles sort of got around 50-ish, except for like Papali'i only played 26 or something, and
Horsburgh was about 43 or something like that.
Yeah, 48, I think. Yeah.
Is that in sell categories? I'm just throwing out the question here in terms of Horsburgh. Dave, you sold him last week?
No, I didn't end up selling him. Okay. I reverse trade because Fifita didn't play.
I think he's basically going to sit around this price now, I reckon.
Yeah, like, he throws so many offloads. Yeah. His work rate's so good. Like, it doesn't matter that much if he's only getting the 50 minutes because he's still going to score 60-ish every week, I think.
If you have Tino in the other spot too, it's still handy to have him because then you've got that dual switching.
What about if you're clever enough to have Couchman as well?
Yeah, well, that too.
Couchman's my poor man's Hudson Young.
If you can upgrade Big Red to like Dylan Lucas or someone like that, though, it's probably not the worst thing there.
Yep, I agree. I don't think Horsburgh's in your final best 18. So no. He's someone who's made...
Urgent trade. That's all, I don't think.
Yeah, okay. I know we talked about it last week in terms of how that was going to come back with Hosking into the middle, so I just thought it was
Hosking will be injured in 3 weeks as well, so you've got to get into it as well.
He can find an injury.
He can. All right, moving on to our final game this week, and the West Tigers play the Sharks.
The obvious one there is Galvin's back in, so Benji's obviously spoken to the leadership group, and they're happy to have somebody who can help them win.
Well, he probably told them that they were freaking dog shit on Monday and said, "Stuff your Lockie's playing because you guys suck."
Yeah.
Well, and apparently Benji went to Galvin and said, "We need you to win this week." So that was the conversation from Benji. Benji, I'm going to pick you. We win. Wow. So that
See,
was.
I don't think they do need him. If that Latu Fainu was healthy, I reckon Galvin's still sucking thumbs in reserve grade.
And as soon as he is healthy, I reckon that's where he goes.
Yeah, we'll see.
Or
that's what I would do if I was a coach. But
by then, he's probably not at the club.
I reckon if I'm Benji Marshall, I make him do the hard shit for the next year and play him at lock.
Yeah.
Learn the tackle, hockey. Fucking ripping.
So Galvin coming back in pushes Dewey back to the centres and Naden goes to the wing. And the Sharks, I think Toby Rudolph's the only out with an ankle or foot injury and someone not super coach relevant comes back in.
Perotti holds that spot at centre. And I know there was lots of talk that potentially Iro would be back, but it looks like one more week for Perotti, which is great for those people that got on. More money to be made. He scored pretty well on the weekend. So,
no Iro on the extended bench or anywhere to be seen. So,
yeah, that's good news for owners.
And he's a player again against the Tigers. So,
absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I read this will be the week. So, you'll get another week, but he'd probably make another 70 or 80,000. So, you've made 180.
Yep.
Then you've got the chance to downgrade him to like Finau or someone.
So it sort of all works out perfectly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're either dropping down to Finau or you're bumping up to Lucas or Kiraz or Kirby or whatever you want.
Yeah.
This has boost. This has boost.
The chin list. I haven't had to introduce the chin list for a little while. So, Guardsy, you fired up, mate?
No, I'm pretty calm.
Classic. Just like the song says. I don't know who wrote that.
I took out my anger on Saturday night. Watching the Broncos be shit, but that's all right.
Yeah, we nearly punched on in my frigging lounge room.
Yeah. I was going to wrestle trainer's dad.
I was at a party that night and I didn't have my phone and I got back and there was like 75 messages.
Yeah.
There would have been more if I wasn't sitting next to trainer.
Well, exactly. That's exactly right.
And there would have been more if I didn't have so many Adrians. Those 8% Adrians, they were killing me. Anyway, Guardsy, your segment.
I'm going to start with Chris Butler. Even though he was ref of the Broncos game, he was absolutely fucking terrible, that long leg dog. I'm sick of his long legs. His shorts are too short. He's got a shit head. He's a shit ref. I fucking hate him. All right? And I'm pretty sure he had a bet on the Warriors because he was a bloody cheat. All right? Anyway, the next one is, I can't call him what I like to call him, but Trainer knows what I like to call him. It's Ben Hunt. I like to call him something else, but we're not allowed to say that here because Dan will yell at me. But anyway,
it's true.
All I wrote was, Ben Hunt, get fucked. I think that sums it up completely. He could not even pass the ball from dummy half. Like, get fucked. Next.
Is he making Kevy look good? Billy look good?
Yes. At least Billy Wilder scored a try. Ben Hunt couldn't pass a ball from dummy half. A simple pass. Get fucked. Who's next? Adam G's next. What game was it that he was the bunker? It was with the forehead dog ref.
Is that the Sunday game? It was. There was the Tigers.
It was the Sunday game.
The Monday game. The Tigers. Tigers Eels.
Whoever, how those two, him and Forehead Dog, I don't know his name, but I don't really care.
Seamus.
Forehead Dog. How on earth those two fucking imbeciles decided that Fainu hip dropped Kelmer when he didn't even touch him?
Liam Kennedy is the referee.
Forehead Dog's better. Fuck him. Anyway, how those two fuckheads decided that Fainu landed on Kelmer and hurt his ankle when he didn't even land on him.
Then Kelmer gets up and scores in the next set.
I know.
Yeah, and then what was it? The other bloke went to the bin and then
Mitch
got
Moses
a fine or something.
Moses just cleans out people's faces trying to score tries, and he gives a penalty and says, I don't think he would have scored. Mate, he cleaned him in the fucking head. What do you mean he wouldn't have scored?
Absolutely. You want Parramatta with nine?
Yeah,
the Parramatta Moseses.
He had his he had a bet on Parra. I'm telling you, absolute cheat.
I'm for that.
And the final one, told you it wasn't a very big one this week, but he is an absolute germ. He's almost, this bloke's getting close to Reid Marnie levels for me, and it's fucking Taruva. The bloke's a winger. He's about as big as Trainer, and he's throwing blokes around. I tell you,
suplexing what, people.
If he could get punched, he would be the second most punched player in the NRL after Reid Marnie by far.
You can't blame him, mate. He just watched day one of WrestleMania and then came out and tried to do it.
Well, someone should have fucking gave him the flying leg drop or something. Really let him know. Fuck him.
John Cena.
What about after he got sin bin and he's on the sideline telling him to come follow him? Like, fuck off, you imbecile. Absolute fuckhead. He thinks he's Glenn Stewart. Like, fuck off, mate. Wanker.
The battle of Combank or whatever it is.
Moretti versus Taruva.
Oh, I know who I'd be battling.
Battle of reserve graders.
Me too. Anyway, fuck Taruva.
All right, Jamie says, "G'day Shepherds, happy Easter." Grant Atkins, 3 points. Kick out swinging arm on Campbell Graham. No send off or no 10 minutes. The last couple of weeks, players have been sent for far less. Montoya sent for 10. What a joke. Josh Curran did more damage to Sean Kepi when he pushed him on the ground than his little pretend slap. Do you remember the slap that Montoya did on the back of Kepi's head and he got 10 in the bin? Like, fair dinkum. And you're right. Moses should have got 10 in the bin. I think it was just that he already had two of them off that he didn't send another one. Wyatt Raymond in the bunker, 2 points for not giving any penalty after Edwards took out Teddy after he kicked the ball into the in goal.
Excuse me, there'll be no fucking points for my boy
Wyatt.
We don't bash
Wyatt in here. We love Wyatt.
We love Wyatt.
Jared Sutton sent it upstairs questioning it as even he thought it was a penalty, which is unbelievable. I wonder if the decision would have been different if it was Victor Radley. The next one is, he said I could choose, and I put Liam Kennedy, who was the Tigers' Eels, because he sent the wrong two players from the Eels off. He should have sent Moses. If you go back and have a look, the contact that Iongi, and I know you're all Iongi owners, he had already touched the ball when he made contact with him once they went back. So that decision was wrong. How Moretti goes and five or six others for doing the same thing didn't go. It should have just been Taruva at that point, and then he could have sent Moses to the bin for 10. It was all just a cover-up. It was just average. The Kelma Tuolungi one, I'm a Parramatta fan. That was ridiculous. He landed on the ground, not even close to his leg. So he definitely needs to be in there with a point.
And so does long leg dog fuckhead.
Yeah.
Fuck him.
He's the officiating is getting worse, I think, as you start to look at it with a bit of
And they didn't even give the best ref in the freaking game on the weekend.
Yep. Where was Wyatt?
Who makes these decisions? Who's the ref's boss?
He must have been unavailable.
I want to know who Belinda Sharp is rooting for. Perenara. Touchy gig. She can't fucking put a flag up for anything. She needs to shove a flag up her ass and fuck.
Whoa.
No, get fucked.
Stop.
I love Casey, though. She's good. I love the badge. Just hate Belinda.
Oh, dear.
Okay, time for the set of six. Davo.
Yes. So the first tackle, what are we doing at hooker? Lots of big names missing. Origin on the horizon. Who are you turning to? Are you making any trades there? I just don't know what to do. I'm sitting with, who have I got? The Smiths, I think. So
I've got Starling and Pakes, plus Sandon Smith, who can move up there if need be.
That's kind of how irrelevant it is. I don't even know exactly who I'm running.
It doesn't really matter this year. Like,
don't you have the para bloke?
Yes.
Riley Smith.
The thing is, this year, if you bulk up everywhere else, you just don't get your hooker's points with the flex. So it doesn't even really matter.
Yeah, I suppose you're right, because then all it takes is for them to score a try, get to 60, and you can keep them. And you
like, yeah. Tom Starling is doing the job, in my opinion.
He did have a low game on the weekend, didn't he?
Yeah, but I didn't get his score, so it was all right.
Yeah. So the flex has changed that a lot, hasn't it?
You only worry about him losing money, and then it's hard to get up to
Yeah,
or
but
Grant or whatever, I
my
guess.
plan is to eventually just downgrade Pakes or some or Sandon Smith at that point and upgrade my hooker to someone who's just going to score pretty well.
So I think the end result, unless Grant comes back and does something pretty good, the best hooker at the moment, almost, or the most consistent hooker, someone like Cameron McInnes, who's going to punch out a 60 each week. And
Yeah,
if he.
I was actually thinking about him on the weekend. I tried to watch him
Yeah, he's
a
about
bit more closely. Is he
580K.
dual?
Yeah, dual hooker, second
Dual
row.
hooker. The only you could you see if you had like him and or a Connor Watson in your back row, then you could do a lot of chop and changing as well.
But that's probably not something you'll do with the Roosters draw, with Watson likely to play Origin.
Yeah, no. But if you get McInnes now and then see what happens with Connor Watson.
Yeah, because there's.
The trouble with McInnes is he's not playing minutes like he used to. Like, so his minutes this year are 53, 63, 58, 75. So that was a good game, and he got 82 points. But then it's 51, 51, 59.
What's his scores though?
Well, he sort of scores about roughly a point per minute. So 61, 51, 52, 82 and 75, 53, 54, 57. So it's pretty fucking boring, but I suppose it's
Well,
50 points every
I've had
week,
a
isn't
look
it?
at hooker when you mentioned this, and Tom Starling's still the third best hooker.
Yeah, up to last week he was the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's going backwards for him, like.
And then the only other one you could look at who's pretty consistent and doesn't cost a shit ton, you could look at like Blake Brayley,
Well, that's
because
what I was going to
he's
say.
going
Your
to get
boy,
80.
Gardsy.
And Brayley's my man. I usually end up with him at some point.
You ran him last year, didn't you?
I did, and I was like, he doesn't get you below 40, and all he needs is someone to crash over, and he scores 70.
Yeah.
Like,
How do you spell this little grub's name? He's got a
who?
Y in there, doesn't he?
B L
Blake.
A Y.
There it is.
K-E?
It's
Yeah.
Blake.
Blake.
It's Blake.
520K is pretty freaking cheap, to be honest.
Yeah, and that was only because he made 30K last week, so you could have got him for 490 last week.
This was probably a question for last week, then, wasn't it?
Yeah,
And your
we couldn't
break even of 15 this week.
talk about hookers with Dolphunnis here.
Oh, God,
What's
no.
crazy is a guy like Reece Robson's at 488K and he's averaging 44.
Yeah, he's been ordinary, I think. He's
It's
starting to
crazy.
come good as the Cowboys come good, but he's probably going to play Origin again.
Yeah, well, as you said, the last 3 weeks he scored 49, 46, and 71. Before that, he was battling.
Yeah.
But
Sharks
he'll
buy
play
coverage
Origin.
is pretty good too.
Who's that?
Sharks buy coverage is pretty good too.
Oh, yeah. And Brayley never misses a game.
Yeah, bloody hell,
Sometimes he plays halfback.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
very interesting. I
Interesting one.
think to sum it up, there's not a lot there, is there?
No,
No.
not unless Harry Grant starts to brain it again.
Once he comes back from injury, but yeah, it's a tricky little position. And how many trades do you want to waste there?
Yeah,
What would be
Max
nice?
Clath, I guess, is the other one.
I tell you what would be nice if Blake Moser would just play 80.
Oh, please. Can we organise that?
Someone ring Madge.
Last week, Madge played
Max.
three hookers and none of them were Moser. So
Max
anyway.
Clath is 575K with a 115 break even.
Yeah,
Yeah.
but physio said he was meant to be out for freaking at least a month.
Yeah, but I'm not sure if you saw, but he was named this week, so.
I know, but I'm just saying, how's he named? I don't
Well, I
get
don't know.
it.
But if he's sweet, I think he's nearly the best
Oh
option in
yeah.
like in a couple of weeks.
Once Jeremy Marshall-King's back and he's not playing hooker.
Yeah, he's an option if he's not playing hooker.
So
So you could
maybe
get
yeah,
him.
but like it, yeah, so Jeremy Marshall-King only misses one more week. And then if Plath goes back to playing 80 at 13, scoring 70.
Yeah.
So all you really need to do is if you can hold Starling or something like that for another
Another
week,
week or two.
maybe get Plath next week.
Yeah, I think I've nearly just talked myself into that.
And if not, go Brayley. That's all I've got.
Kinda,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, there's not a lot. Like, yeah, Connor Watson's probably someone that I want to finish the year with, I think. But
Yeah.
that, yeah, I don't even know what that's going to look like.
Origin's really starting to come in, so.
Yeah, the Roosters are going to buy in round 10 as well. You don't like. I don't want to have Connor Watson and Sandon Smith for round 10.
No, God, no, because. And then they, if you play Origin, I think I worked out you might only play three games
Yeah, it's disgusting. Yep.
12 or 13 and 20. So, and that's if you back up. So, anyway, we'll move on. Tackle two. Can you buy Dylan Lucas this week? Got a couple of stats to wet the whistle, and then you can give me your opinion. A break even of 21, 616,700. Started the year with 75 and 97. His first buy, or he plays if he doesn't get injured again, right up to round 18, which is outstanding coverage. Buy this week, wait, pay a bit
If you're
extra.
going to buy him, you buy him this week.
You don't want to wait and see how he comes back from a hamstring injury that's kept him out for 6 weeks.
He's had a long time off. Surely he's fully recovered.
You would hope so.
And you wouldn't think they'd be putting him on a plane to New Zealand if he wasn't.
Have you met Adam O'Brien?
I haven't, but I wouldn't want to because I'd probably swear at him.
I ran into him on the weekend, literally ran into him. And yeah,
Did
he
you tell
was.
him he's shit? Have you seen
I think he knew he was shit at that point.
the classic one where the British guy says, I am panicking. I'm gonna lose my job.
Yeah, he was in a world of pain. He didn't know where he was going either. So it was at halftime. I've walked out of the bathroom and he's like standing around and there's people trying to like get him into an elevator with the rest of his coaching team and he had no idea where the rest of them were.
I'd say he was trying to run away.
So, Gartner, you'd get Dylan Lucas this week if you're getting him.
I would, but I've already got Best and Mazu, so I won't be, probably.
You're not going to get him at all.
I'm not buying him then either if
You
Gartner's
want me
not.
to have a left edge, the Knights' whole left edge, and get 12 points?
Look, I didn't make you buy. I didn't make you buy Bradman, mate.
Mate, Bradman's doing fine. He's not the problem.
Neither's
75 on the
Marsh.
week.
Neither's Marsh.
Callum Ponga's the fucking problem.
So all you're
Well,
saying is I should just
master
get
cars.
Fletcher. So you're saying I should get Fletcher Sharp and Dylan Lucas and complete my edge.
Absolutely.
Sweet.
I'm just saying that before Dylan Lucas did his hammy, everybody wanted him.
I know that, but now he's done his hemi. I'm not sure if I want it.
You've got
Dan,
Hudson, you don't care.
what are you doing here, Dan?
I hadn't thought about him, but yeah, you might be talking me into him.
I think I'm
I'm just
happy.
worried about re-injury.
Yeah, me too. I'm happy to watch. Break even at 21. If he scores 70, let's be honest, the Knights aren't scoring tries. So if he scores 70, beats his break even by 50, what's he go up? About 40K.
30K, 35K.
You pay that much more to get a bit of a look at him. I'm probably keen to get a bit of a
To
look at
save
him.
a trade this week, just in case
Do
he
we think
crashes
he
out.
comes? But do you think he comes back and plays 80, or does Can't come onto his edge for the last 20?
Yeah, I think I'd like to see what that looks like.
Yeah, me too.
Down by 30 against the Warriors. You never know.
Yeah, that's right. All right, tackle three. I'm going to try this and I'm going to say his real name. Is Mark Nwaga-Netawase a genuine gun option now he's on the wing? Should we wait for a week to see what it looks like? He's got a break even of 28. He's gone up 100,000 from 445 to 545. But he's got scores of in the centres 57, 86, 46, 71, and 72 to have an average of 66 and only two tries in that score at centre. I think his work rate at wing, he is going to bust tackles like the best of them. I think he's going to take a shitload more hit ups. You made a really good point, trainer, before. I can't remember what it was, but I know you made a good point because I made the mental note that you made a good point.
Chooks don't go right, mate.
That was it. I couldn't
And
remember.
they have a buy coming up.
They have a bye in round 10, and then they have the individual bye. So I think for a guy that could end up being a 70, about a 70 average, 65 to 70 average, you can probably pay a bit more than that. Like he's not going to go up to 700,000, you wouldn't think in a hurry.
Yeah, I'm going to buy Billy Smith, as is everybody who plays Supercoach this week.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Like I've still got Rob Toyer as well, and I kind of want to hold through the buys, I think. If old Marky Mark going out to the right means Robbie gets some more ball, then super. I'm happy to just have Rob and probably not Marky Mark. Because yeah, I want probably Teddy and I've already got Sandon and you don't want
I think Marky Mark's a safe
have.
option, though. He's going to have good base. I can't see him having a game where he's going to score a 20 or a 30. He looks like he's going to at least get a 40.
I think I'd probably sell Toya to him. I wouldn't run them both. I'd sell Toya to him if he's going to average 20 more than him. Because you're right, you can't have all those blokes over that buy period because, I mean, they do have the buy when it's only them on the buy.
Yeah, every time they have the buy, it's just them.
Yeah. So that you can probably afford to run four or five of them over that period, especially if they don't play Origin, because you're going to have four or five locked into your team.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I'm going to have plenty of them, but, yeah, I didn't want to have Toya and Marky Mark both out on the right catching a cold while Billy and Toops are scoring two each.
Toya scored all right last week. He got a try.
Yeah, off that poxy scrum play.
Yeah, was good. Great scrum play.
But even with the try,
when they saw that there was a centre and a winger in the scrum,
it was that idiot. Whoever packed in, it was Casey McLean, I think, packed in at hooker and just ran the complete wrong way. And I was like, you moron.
He'd never been in a scrum before, I'd say.
Oh. Yeah, it didn't look like they practiced that one at training.
So, Gardsy, you're seeming more keen than Trainer.
Yeah. I don't mind him. I think he's a... yeah. I had a look at him as well. He's a good, decent pot option. 7% ownership.
I think he'll stay a pot option too because of his price. Like,
and I remember last year, his first game, they put a kick up and he just went up and absolutely just no one else got near it. So he's got some height. He can get some leaps. So
yeah, I'm not knocking it by any means. I just don't know where I'm going to fit him in.
Yeah, and that's the fair point.
I'm happy to wait a week as well and see what Jenkins does this week, and then
I think you're going to be close to that round 10 by then, don't you?
Yeah, round 11.
Yeah.
They got the bye in round 10.
Do they play the Dolphins next week?
Possibly.
Yeah, they play the Dolphins just before Magic Round, which is really annoying.
Yeah, so they play the Dolphins at Magic Round, which is next week.
But you don't know which Dolphins are going to turn up. And then even after that, round 11, they play the Bulldogs.
Yeah.
Mm. So,
and no one scores against them.
Apparently not.
Mm. Anyway, well... We're split on that one, I think, but I would like to have him, I think, is the consensus, and I don't know how I'm going to do it and keep my
roost. Probably trade him in.
Yeah, but for who, though, is what I mean. Thanks, Dad. One of your best. Tackle four. Besides Hudson Young, who else have super coaches slept on? Do you have plans to get them in, even though you have to pay up for them? Who's the guy that you slept on this year? Guardsy, your man Hudson Young's been the obvious one. 3 tons in a row, I think, hasn't it been?
Yeah, something like that.
So he's gone from... What did you buy him at, if you can have a look back?
I bought him at 688K.
Yeah, so you've made
140K.
Yeah. There's my old saying, there's more than one way to make cash, isn't there?
Well, it comes after last year's fiasco. Remember where I had the choice of Hudson or Ola, and I traded Hudson and kept Ola, and Hudson went on a tear, and I said to you, I'm never doing that again.
Yeah.
I'm not doing it again. Yeah. Hudson's my man.
So is there anyone else you think you've slept on?
I'm kind of happy I kept Preston because he's now at 724K.
He's my guy that I had from the start, sold after two shit rounds, and then he's gone ballistic since then. I wish I'd have just kept the faith, anyway.
Apart from that, another guy you could probably say, someone like Tarpany.
Yeah.
He started pretty cheap this year for him.
I think it was just because he had the suspensions that nobody really raced in, and there were so many other good options at cheap price at front row, and Payne Haas became a must and all of that sort of stuff. So Tarpany's a really good shout, and he's someone you probably might want to look at over that buy period. Trainer, have you got one in that category that you're looking at that you didn't start with but you wish you did?
I'm just looking at a couple here. I think, and they're all Dragons wankers, which is probably why I haven't had a bar of them. I think everyone except Davo would have Toby Couchman on that list. He's been going great guns. And then the two scumbags on the left, Tui Pilotu and that bald dog. They're both probably a few that have gone quite well, and I haven't got anywhere near. So
I think the issue with Gutho now is, though, he's come back to the pack. They figured him out. He's not scoring as well, and he's a tough one to get rid of because there's always other problems.
Yeah, he's still ticking along pretty good, but like considering he hasn't touched a ball for two games, he's going better than Kalyn Ponga still, so.
Scored 250s and he's hardly touched the ball.
Yeah. He just gets in and has a crack, whereas Kalyn just fucking shirks at the back and says, "Here you go, Greggy. Gindorm son."
Did you say Greg Marju? This is a bit off topic. 21.
Yeah, tackle. Broke the record. Unbelievable.
Far out. And I reckon they might have missed a couple. Unbelievable. Dan,
he's
is there
about 10 in one run, I think, at the end there.
Dan, anyone that you can think of that you wish you had started with that you haven't and you might buy?
Oh, probably Tamale was one of those guys that I probably should have started with, knowing that he had that spot and then he's kept it. Would have loved to have probably had him. I've traded pretty frequently this year, apart from round one where I didn't make any trades. So I've kind of got my team into a pretty decent little selection. I just can't get a captaincy right. So maybe that's the thing. Maybe that's my wish, that I could get the captaincy right.
My other one that I didn't get because I didn't know what his role was going to look like was Matt Traynor's slam dunk. Nicholson, I didn't know him.
Same.
Wish I'd have bought him at bottom dollar and cashed out soon. So
I got one for Traynor. I mean, Purdue.
Yeah, it's tough because the cheapies have all done pretty well, haven't they?
Oh, yeah. Like, in hindsight, I probably should have sold Toya to Marley. But, yeah, it's all right. What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do? All right, tackle five. Teddy versus Drinky or any other fullback that you might be interested in. I can only think of one other fullback outside of those two that I might be interested in. It'll be origin-dependent, is Latrell. I love what I'm seeing. I'm love that he's going down and that he hasn't played fullback yet and that he lost 100K on the weekend. He's got a minus 140, or he's got 146 break even and they play Melbourne. I quite like that. He's the only
I'd
one.
I'd be very surprised if he doesn't play Origin, but.
Yeah. Latrell was the one I was thinking too. Apart from that, I think Drinkwater's the best one.
Would you pick Drinkwater over Teddy?
I would, especially for his price. He kicks goals. Drinky's just chugging along nicely as well. He hasn't had a stinker of a game. He always manages to find something.
He's the absolute junk time king.
Oh yeah.
Drinky gives me a piece of the Cowboys pie. I don't have any Cowboys players at the moment, and I am really struggling to find the money to get to all these players that I want before Origin time. So I might have to go the cheaper option there as well.
Is there a world where Teddy actually gets in,
to Origin?
If there's an injury to Edwards, is Teddy the next man in?
Yeah.
I think so.
Would they go somewhere like Latrell or Turbo?
No, they'll go back to Teddy if he's injured.
So he's had that groin complaint. That's my only thought. And then if you don't own Teddy now, you're not going to pick him up before the round 10 bye, and then you've got to try and get him in. They play the Dogs. Guards, are you set in round 11, is that right?
Yep.
And then round 12, we get into Origin, so you'll know by then. So you probably don't want to pick Teddy up till then, whereas Drinky's probably a pretty safe cash in now. So I probably agree. Guards, he hadn't really looked at it in that sense, but maybe I am leaning towards Drinky.
Yeah, do it. I went to Teddy last week. It wasn't great. It was a mistake. So... So
what did you score last week?
Go away.
50 or something.
Yeah, he was on 50, upgraded to 65, but
massive. You know what makes Drinky better as well, Davo? He's one of my pods, 3.8%.
Yeah, see, there you go. He's part of the pod squad. That's where we need to be.
Pod squad. Do you own him?
I don't, but he's on my pod squad list this week.
Okay. All right. Last, have you got a bit of a pod squad for us this week?
I do.
Nice. We'll go to that after we go to tackle six.
Oh, we're going six again, are we?
No, we've got this only tackle six.
Yeah, but then you're going to go again? One more.
It's his own segment, mate. He's getting his own segment.
Remember that Cronulla Cowboys game where the ref counted?
Yeah, seven tackles.
Yeah. It's a seven tackle set.
Yeah. We might have a seven tackle set every week because your pod squad needs to be a thing because you are the absolute genius at finding them. Buy period targets, at what order are you getting them? We kind of had a bit of a chat about the bye period and those ones. The other team that I'm looking at over the bye is the Dogs, and I think that swayed our choice on the weekend, Traynor, to pick up Kikau. was just his coverage over the bye. Is it, who else are you looking at getting over
that? You have Karaz, obviously, if he doesn't play Origin.
Surely Karaz is not playing Origin with not starting.
Yeah, how is freaking Karaz? Who started these yarns about Karaz playing Origin?
Well, the only thing would be if Lomax
isn't back. Yeah, are Lomax and To'o on holidays during Origin? Or?
Well, they're both injured.
Pretty sure they're both going to be fine for Origin. That's freaking weeks away.
I'm just saying, you need to have backup options. What if one of them gets injured again?
Surely Karaz is not the next man.
I still think Daniel Tupou again.
The Fox?
Oh, fuck him.
I reckon they'd probably play Turbo on a wing before they...
Yeah, that's right.
If he can play.
Well, he's back this week. At least he's playing.
Yeah, but he'll be injured before Origin, yeah? But anyway, Karaz, Preston, Kikau, Matt Burton, they're probably the ones.
What about... You talked about not having too many Knights assets, but they don't have a bye till round 18. They surely get you through the early parts of that bye period.
Yeah. You just have Greg, Best, Lucas, Sharp.
Best is
left edge.
Is Best likely to play Origin? He's the incumbent.
Trell Fitt.
And Crichton.
Yeah.
Very interesting. So you don't think there's
a spot? Well, that's actually raised a good point here. If Trell Mitt and Crichton are playing in the centres, is Tommy Turbo not playing Origin?
He's playing on the wing.
Tommy Turbo will have be resting his hamstring again.
Yeah. Highly likely. But let's just say that he, by some miracle, is not injured. What are you doing with him?
I'm putting him on the wing.
He's got to play on
the wing. Who misses out, To'o or Lomax?
To'o.
Yeah, you couldn't not pick Lomax. That's a really good point. Jeez. Bit of a selection headache. Surely.
But then again, Laurie Daly's coaching, so he'll probably pick fucking Josh Adokar and someone
Damian
else.
Damien Cook.
Because there's no way they're not picking Stephen Crichton. I'll tell you that for free.
No.
Yeah, but how do you get Damien Cook in the team?
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, if Damien Cook's in the team, I'm picking Little up over the Origin team. Because he'll go back to be an 80-minute hooker.
Jesus.
Any left of centre players that you're thinking of picking up over that period? If Latrell plays Origin, is
Jai Gray?
Where does Jai Gray fit in? What is he? Is he only fullback, or is he fullback centre wing?
He's fullback only, I'm pretty sure.
What about someone like Connor Tracy during this period of time as well?
I've watched the Dogs. He doesn't get involved enough. He's a bit like KO Weeks at Canberra.
Yeah, he plays short sides and all that sort of boring shit. He's never
he's
on
not
really
sweeping
the scoring
out the
shifts.
Back very often, and yeah, just no. Nah. Josh Curran has been scoring tries pretty well. He's another one,
and he's forced his way into a starting spot as well.
Yeah, and he's dual 2RF front row as well. So yeah.
Just another big man getting it done this year.
Manly play all the major buys too. Is there anyone?
Lehi Hopewadi's one. Yeah. You could look at.
If Turbo, no, about him, Turbo sweet.
Until he does his hamstring. What about the giraffe?
Garrick is.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking, the giraffe. Jason Saab.
Gross.
And Garrick would be someone that everyone should try and get over that period as well.
Who's going to pass the ball to Jason Saab when Turbo's broken and DCE is playing Origin?
Jacob Arthur.
Yes, my mistake.
Actually, that does reduce Manly stocks a little bit, doesn't it, if you've got Turbo, DCE, Olakau'atu potentially in the Origin frame as well.
Gerbo.
I don't think Gerbo's playing, mate.
Yeah.
He was the captain.
Was.
In the band.
Yeah, so I think they'll be heading in a different direction with that one.
Hudson Young might be captain this year.
Yeah, well, he should be. He's nearly the best player in the comp at the moment. You know the best player in the comp, or one of the best players in the comp, is Isaiah Katoa up at the Dolphins.
Thoroughly enjoying watching that little fucker play.
He has the most influence on any game that I've seen. Their resurgence is totally on the back of him. Like, they've won three in a row or something ridiculous like that, and he's just crazy good for 21 or whatever, how old he is. So the future is bright. What's their run like over Origin?
Pretty good. I just had a look at Max Plus before.
Their run's pretty good, yeah, because you could look at Herbie, Katoa.
Plus. Herbie's one, isn't he? Like any of these Pommy Dogs and New Zealand pricks that are, can't play Origin. They're definite goes at that time of year. So, all right, Guardsy, Pod Squad, hit us with it.
Right. So, I'll start with the highest and we'll go down, all right?
Okay. The highest. So
the highest ownership, yeah. Okay. I've got Jerome Hughes is at only at 8.1%. Big break even this week, but one of the guys that doesn't play Origin. So that helps.
You made a massive charge last year on the back of Jerome.
I did.
Storm's Origin cover is not the best.
Yeah. Anyway. The next one we've already spoken about, I had Marky Mark. Because he's at 7%.
Yeah.
Then I had Herbie. Herbie's still only at 6%, which is
crazy. That'll start creeping up. Surely that creeps up.
Yeah, but still, the fact that he's still only at 6% is crazy.
Mm.
And then I've got, this one's a bit of a, this one's proper pod, I think. He's playing fullback this week. He might not be the fittest, but I've got Selwyn Cobbo at 5%. He's worth, listen to me, he's worth only like 400 and something K. Just saying. Playing fullback.
He was actually, when I just looked at my team and I hit the trade assist, and he was the guy who came in. He was the guy who came in.
No, you'd never hit the trade assist button, dude.
Don't shake your head at me.
You're on a podcast, Selwyn's the mate.
Selwyn is the exact type of pod that I get on that just goes on a run.
Are you going to do it?
I don't have the trades this week.
What about next week after you've had a look at him?
Well, he's got a massive break even this week, so next week's where I'm looking at him. Possibly a Jenkins to Cobbo or something like that. You never know.
When you give us your pod squad players, can you tell us like a percentage of how keen you are on them?
Selwyn, I'm very high on, depending on how he goes this week.
Like 75%.
Next.
We need like a star rating system or something.
Yeah, I'll give you my top. I'll give you my top three at the end. How about that?
Yeah, who you're actually targeting. That's what I want.
All right. The next one, they're all these guys I'm looking at. That's why I'm only got guys I'm looking at.
Your team's next gonna one. Be 40 players.
No, it's only I've only got four more.
Okay.
Paul Alamotti is at 3.1% ownership.
He's actually going good, isn't he?
He is quite good.
Hmm.
Another 100 on the weekend.
Didn't do it last year when I owned him.
And then we've got Scott Drinkwater, 3.8%. Another good one.
Is he a guy that's likely to go up? Do you reckon?
Yeah, he's probably due a big score.
Plays the Titans this week.
Yeah, could happen this week before I get on him.
Mm.
Might just get on him and captain him.
I can probably give you a good reason why not to get on him.
All right, next one is Britton Nicora, 3.7%. Quite low again. Big break even though, so maybe wait a week. But then again, they're playing the Tigers, aren't they?
Yeah.
So he's probably going to score three.
Telma scored, so that tells you all you need to know about back row.
And then the final one, it's my man, Ronaldo Mulitalo, 3.1%.
Now, there's one that you are definitely bringing in.
He's at 575K. Big break even this week. Playing the Tigers, though. He's probably going to score. Just saying.
Well, other people agree with you.
He's due.
He's overdue.
He probably is.
Sharky's run's pretty good coming up.
So, they're my main pods right now.
Now, rank them top three. Which ones are your top three?
Who are you? Number one for me right now is Drinky.
Yeah.
Number two is Britton Nicora. And number three is Ronaldo.
Okay. So, they're your top three trade in targets over the next couple of weeks.
They are. But Selwyn could jump to the top of that list this week.
Yeah, good game for Selwyn because what's Reece out 4 to 6 weeks?
Yeah. And Selwyn's at 400 and something. Very, very cheap.
Yeah, right. So he's unlikely that people are going to jump on him. Like the casual observer probably mightn't watch every game. They might just see one good score and go, oh, I'm not getting there because he's probably still loses money with a decent score.
So he's on four. Selwyn's 474 and a break even. It wasn't huge, but it wasn't small like either. So,
yeah, right. So that's probably a good segue into the next part. Dan, are you happy to continue?
Hey, you got the reins again.
Yeah, I'm feeling it again. You're happy for me.
Okay.
You're
Go,
here.
Go, mate.
All right, trade time. Guards, have you used all your boosts?
Yep.
Gone. I love that. 2 weeks and you've used them.
Hey, I used my last one on Jacob Carruthers. I thought that was sensible.
Yeah, no, that's a good move, actually, to burn 5 in a row. That was excellent of you. Well, I mean, it has worked. You did the top 10,000, so now it's just your game time to hang on.
Hang on.
Oh, mate, still got heaps of trades left.
Guardsy, we might go to you first. Tell us your trades this week. Can only make two.
So far, I'm only making one because I'm not sure on the second. Okay. I am making two. But
yeah, right.
So I've got Reece Walsh to Billy Smith. And then that gives me 338K for a second trade. I'm looking at my hookers or possibly Dylan Lucas or Scott Drinkwater. Okay. They're probably
where who I'm would at. Who would you sell for Lucas and who would you sell for Drinkwater?
So Lucas, I would go Hubner to Lucas.
Okay.
Drinkwater, I would go. So I've looked at it. I would have to either go Yongi or Jenkins.
Yeah, righto. Okay. Nice. Trainer, where are you headed this week?
Well, I've done Jesse Arthurs to Billy Smith.
Yep.
And then I'm, yeah, sort of a bit the same as Gardzi. Like, I've looked at Kant to Dylan Lucas. I've looked at not really sure to Kiraz. I think I'm probably going to give Kiraz one more week. His break even still 80-ish.
75, I think.
Yeah, so look, if he scores 7 tries against the Broncos, well, so be it. But I don't think, hopefully I'm not going to lose too much cash on that. And then otherwise, yeah, looking at Iongi to Drinkwater as well.
What's Iongi's break even?
50-something,
which is annoyed me.
53. That feels high.
Yeah, it's because he's got that 25 and he scores still. And he's in the bye this week. That's like, I was going to hold onto him, but I don't know. Drinky's very tempting this week now.
So you could go a Yongi to Drinky.
Yeah, that's and then still have 167K in the bank.
That's a no-brainer to me because that strengthens your team incredibly.
Yeah, and so that means I have a look at Dylan Lucas because I can't like I could I still got a boost, but I can't afford to do Kant to Lucas.
But you could do Horsbrough to Lucas.
I could do Horsbrough to Lucas. Yeah.
That way.
And then otherwise. I can't do Jenkins up to Kiraz this week either, fund wise.
Yeah, right. Dan, but, where are you?
Herodi's going next week, so.
Yeah. So Herodi, what will Herodi be up to? Like nearly 500.
Yeah, he's at 402 or something now.
Yeah, so I'm going to have to do some maths here and work out, like Herodi and Jenkins probably go next week to Kiraz and Finau.
Yeah, or something, yeah.
So then I've got to work out if I'm going to have enough money to do Kant to Lucas or if I just do Horsbrough to Lucas this week sort of thing.
Yeah, great things with that another cheapie coming on the scene so that you can go double downgrade, like downgrade to an upgrade.
And I'm really glad that I went Herodi last week. It was a bit of a last minute, like I wasn't sure, but I'm really trying to look ahead before I make a decision like for that week because I've actually had some time to sit down and look at things. And
yeah, I knew pen I needed and paper out, money, eh? So.
Yeah, the old pen and paper and the old calculator. So happy.
Good things happen. Awesome. Dan, where are you headed this week?
Two trades this week. I'm not confident with the Broncos this week. They play the Bulldogs and they play Penrith next week. So I've got a couple of Broncos in my team that I have to move out. So Shibasaki and Arthurs are going this week. I'm picking up Billy Smith and Carraz.
Yeah. I'm headed down the Tui Pilotu train to get rid of him. I kept him last week just to see what was going on. So Tui Pilotu and Arthur's out for Kiraz and Billy Smith. I liked what I saw from Kiraz. I know he's got a break even of 75, but it's more just about that I think he's consistent points at this time of year. Someone that I'm going to want to carry right through. I'm not on the yarn that he's going to play Origin. Hopefully he doesn't. And he can just be a great servant in my team from now until eternity. So he's the kind of guy that I think you lock in. All right, boys, we We head down to captains this week.
Yeah, I'm going to VC Pappy and Captain Cleary.
Trainer?
Well, I think I need a VC Kikau. I think he's one of my only VC options where I can actually loop someone. And then if I bring in Scotty D, I might really fuck him over and put the captaincy on him.
Gatsy, where are you headed?
So, yeah, I was looking at either VCing Karaz. Probably will. Playing the Broncos, I'll take the risk. And then I was the same. If I bring in Drinky, I'll be captaining him. If not, I'll just captain Cleary.
Oh, phew. I was just going to say, looks like I fucked the captaincy choice again this week.
My vice captain will be Gutho. Hopefully he can get some work done there in the Anzac clash. And Pappenhausen, I think. But that might be a change of thought now that...
no goal kicking worries me off Pappenhausen.
Yeah. We might move straight to the multi this week. Mark had a good week last week and he's going again. He's got Sione Finau in. He's got Drinkwater. I know you don't like that trainer now that he's coming into your team.
And Britton Nicker. This. Change of trades.
And Britton Nicker, 12.33 with a boost. And Dull Funnies, who did well last week, like I said, Sloan and Alamotti, he has gone Jeremiah Nenai, Ronaldo Mulatalo, and Siwa Wong, $27 with a boost. So we've pitted Mark up against Dull Funnies again, and we'll see how we go. Dan, take it away.
Listener, I hope you've enjoyed it. Ta-ta and farewell.